This goes to John Daniels, DANIELSPAC, fax 989-828-6853, regarding Myrtle, MYRTLE, Ayris, AYRIS, date of birth 9/16/1929. Dear John, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Ayris, who goes by Ruth, with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, anemia, and hypertension. Her last visit was August 29th of 2022. Her weight is stable, and she states she's been feeling very well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations. She does have dyspnea, which is secondary to congestive heart failure. That is stable. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. Losartan is 50 milligram daily, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical examination. Weight, 132 pounds. Pulse 69 and blood pressure 134 over 77. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 23rd of 2023. Creatinine is improved. Previous two levels were 1.9, 1.8. Now it is 1.6 with estimated GFR of 30. Albumin 4.4, calcium 9.1, sodium 145, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 23. Phosphorus 4, hemoglobin is 10.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine level. She generally fluctuates between 3B and 4, chronic kidney disease. Hypertension is well controlled, number 2, and 3, anemia of chronic disease. Stable. We generally will not do not start treatment until the hemoglobin is less than 10, and then we could use Aranesp and Venofer as indicated. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a recheck visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.